This is a Collider.com audio interview.
All right.
And we're going to go ahead and open things up with the very, very first question right over there.
Hi, you guys. First of all, such a funny movie. What a great treat this summer.
Thank you.
For Jennifer, all the women have asked me to ask you, you look so amazing in this movie. Give us a few tips, a few concrete secrets here.
There's no secrets, and it's not a few tips. I think you have enough time. For that answer. It was pretty just a lot of... It was an amazing choreographer and a wonderful trainer and a beautiful cinematographer. all that kind of good stuff. But it did work out a lot.
And the brand of that underwear, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Panties.
Well,
remember?
I think it was Ares.
Amazing.
I don't know how she had that underwear, but...
Right.
Well, you check the city, didn't eat any carbs, nothing during Wolverine. Did
oh, yeah, no.
Any
no
rules
food.
For yourself?
No. No food. No, there was a lot of celery, a lot of salads, a lot of celery sticks, a lot of cucumbers.
Ice. We let you eat ice.
Ice chips.
Yep.
They did let me eat ice chips.
Any form of water.
Water was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you eat normally, but you just... No carbs.
Okay.
Anyway.
For Jason, for every woman in this world, in the world here, Jennifer said that you have no sense of smell. Is this true,
Sorry.
Or was she getting back at you for playing the friend's name?
No, that's no. I mean, that is true. That is true. Yeah, since I was a kid, I've never had a sense of smell.
So how does that affect your acting, if at all?
What was your sense?
I would say it makes it. I have no idea. You tell me. I don't know. It makes it tougher to memorize lines because smell is connected to memory. And, so it's a real struggle for me, and I'm glad to shed some light on it.
Steven?
You can't tell, right? You can't
tell.
But I can act like I'm smelling something bad or good. I mean, I can do that.
He has a lot of range.
See?
It's a wonderful comedy. It really is. The timing between the two of you, Jennifer and Jason, is amazing. Can you talk about, your relationship doing this, how you worked it up, whether there was a lot of improvisation as you went along, and also the idea that you're actors playing characters who are playing roles, being actors when you're not supposed to be actors necessarily.
Whoa.
That was a lot. I can't believe we pulled it off.
I can't either.
That's insane.
I didn't even think of it that way. Actors playing actors.
Actors
playing
pretending parts. To be actors.
Pretending to be actors.
playing parts, yeah.
Whoa, we did better than we thought.
That's not bad. We've worked together in the past, but then Jen's been, made Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, Adam Sandler, everybody, Jim Carrey, every major, comedy guy star for the last, 10 years looked good. So I was, I just stood there. I just stood there and looked pretty. Which I think was a refreshing change of pace for you.
It was so refreshing.
You had to carry the weight. Yeah. And it was just me being eye candy.
Yeah. Just being used and abused.
That's it. Just khakis.
Yeah. Just those khakis.
Just a piece of meat and khakis. What do you do?
I don't know. But you didn't have a popped collar like I did.
That's true.
I did.
I can't pull off a popped collar.
But did you...
No, there wasn't a lot of improv. It was actually, we really stuck to, the script.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, maybe some of the script stuff was spoken about, between whoever was in the scene prior to the day before or the day of. But for the most part, I mean, it was all, it was all there. Certainly, specifically the scenarios, whether the actual words, were different.
Yeah,
I can't remember the day.
We might have varied on that. Because we did this a lot.
That's right. There's a lot of banter. Yeah.
Which is always fun. He's amazing. It's like having a...
I went from good to amazing in a sentence.
You're a pretty good, amazing partner in volleying.
Likewise, yeah.
So,
and then when you get people like Catherine and Nick to play against,
ridiculous.
That's the fun that I've had watching is where we just get to be a two-headed monster going against, these two, quiet and
innocent.
Loud, innocent.
Midwestern.
Yeah. Knuckleheads, yeah. Sexual deviants, let's call them what they are. then we just get to react. I mean, then they're doing all the hard work, and we just get to sort of stare, and when they say something ridiculous, instead of laughing, we just sort of look at each other.
We try not to.
Yeah.
But did you see your characters transformed? I mean, the people that you start out as in you know, by what happens to them, by being able to play roles?
Yeah, well, they basically find their family. You know, they sort of, out of this crazy situation, they kind of all find the soft spot in each other and find partnership, which is what everybody's hopefully looking for.
Yeah, but Dr. Phil says you got to fake it till you feel it. You know, so they faked it, and then they ended up feeling it. Yeah, hopefully the audience feels the same way.
Okay.
Yeah. That is the thing. You got to fake it till you feel it.
Did he say that?
Or fake it till you make it? Is it Dr. Phil? I think it's Dr. Phil. I don't want to, you know.
Fake it till you feel
it. Or maybe some other fake doctor. I don't know. But somebody. Yeah, it might have been Dr. Drew, Dr. Laura. Who knows? Yeah, but I've heard fake it till you feel it or fake it till you make it.
Is he a fake doctor?
Oh, God. Have you been going to him for a while? Oh, no.
Can we go?
Well, Oprah gave him a thumbs up. Hi.
As actors, you frequently have to bond with strangers or people you don't know very well to create an illusion. So I was just wondering if you could really relate to the storyline of this.
Say
that one more time.
Okay.
Looked to you to go, like, you answer it.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
Well, when you go on a movie set, you have to bond with people that you might not know very well quickly to create
right.
an illusion.
Yeah.
So could you relate to this storyline where you have these people that have to come together for a purpose and really pretend like they like each other?
Yeah.
Maybe that might be
fun. Yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of, that's sort of what was fun about it, is all of our, the attitude we kind of have towards each other at the beginning. I mean, I can't stand him. And, well, I mean, I can't not stand you, but you bug me.
You don't give me the time of day at the beginning of the movie. No,
I don't. And I don't know the kids. So it's sort of, yeah, I don't think I answered your question.
Does that happen to you when you go on a movie set and you have to suddenly become family?
Oh, I don't think it happens where it's an illusion. I think we actually become a family. I mean, we actually do. You spend 3-4 months of your life every day, all day, sometimes way too long. And, you just have each other, and then...
It's the reality show model. I mean, it's, you know, put people in the same town in the middle of North Carolina for 4 months, give them a job. We're not working at a T-shirt factory. We're making a movie. And then you end up, you know, loving each other and liking each other and hating each other and getting annoyed with each other and everything that the movie goes through. So it's not so much like probably the process of making a movie and faking it, you know, as an actor. It's probably more being used to having done other movies and having to get, you know, get that across. Just the familial aspect that thing that occurs when you hang out with people so long.
Yeah.
You know.
Much better answer.
Arguably.
Jennifer and Jason, the rest of the cast, how does it feel to have brought down a major drug cartel and taking drugs off the streets?
Yeah, that's a good question. Here we go. Someone thinks it's a documentary. All right. Are we heroes?
I think we're pretty
are
awesome.
Are we? I don't know. I mean, it's not us to say.
It feels great.
It feels great.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So let's look for Avengers-type numbers for this movie. Yeah.
That's right.
Congrats to everybody on that.
Of course, Will, why don't you speak to the whole drug thing here?
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, we have drugs in England, so
yep. Wait, are you British?
No, I'm very proud, obviously, to have represented America in the takedown of drugs. Right?
Yeah.
For Jennifer and Emma, I wanted to know what for each of you was the most challenging scene, if it was the stripper scenes and kind of how you got over the challenges.
For me, I would have to say it was the scene at the auto body shop.
I love how you refer to it. The location.
The location.
Yeah.
You know that really hot place where the rainstorm happened? That first
time?
The tin roof.
That's right. Yes, I do remember.
Remember that? Yeah. It was crazy. It was day one.
Yeah, it felt like...
It was... I would say that was a challenging one for me.
How did you get over it?
I just had to do it. You rolled the cameras and I had to just bite the bullet. It was a little uncomfortable at first, but then you get in. Because you're used to it. I was doing all the rehearsals alone with Denise, and then all of a sudden you're on the set, and there's three cameras and a bunch of cat crew, and yeah, it's a little intimidating at first.
Emma, so. What about you?
For me, I guess a lot of the stuff in the RV, because actually we're not really driving anywhere, we're just sitting there and it's green screen and we have to pretend the whole time, and so that was kind of difficult, but I don't know, mine was mostly fun. I didn't really have to do anything as crazy as you did.
It's true.
Or as crazy as Jennifer.
Yep.
Perhaps. What was your most challenging scene?
I'm sure that the most fun was when I got to squeeze someone's boobs. That was awesome. But I think maybe the weed baby was difficult because we had to do, we were kind of looking at, there's a camera, there's a lot of imagining of what that would be if we actually thought that a child had been run over by a semi multiple times after being hurled into the air by its mother. So that was an interesting challenge.
And then to be crushed into leaves.
And then crushed into leaves. While looking at a little taped X. That was fantastic. I think that's probably the most challenging. But
Will, the makeout scene with everybody?
Or the tarantula?
The tarantula.
Yeah, we put Will through it.
Kenny goes through it, right?
Yeah, highs and lows.
Highs and lows, peaks and troughs. Yeah, that was... That was kind of a bizarre scene. The spider bite was interesting because we were literally by the side of a road and my pants were around my ankles. And we caused zero crashes, which is great.
Yeah,
lucky. But that was pretty. That was pretty embarrassing and quite chilly too. Good breeze going on.
It was a rather epic moment when Will got to make out with Jennifer and Emma. Can you tell us what was going through your mind? And I would love to know, Jennifer, what was the secret, tip that you gave him for the kiss? How did you take the kiss to the next level?
That's a secret.
Yeah.
I'm not telling anybody. It was kind of like a bizarre scene to film. It was kind of... we kind of just laughed our way through it. It was a very awkward day for all involved.
It was extremely awkward.
Sorry.
Lots of takes.
It felt like lots of takes.
It felt like
a lot of coverage.
Is it that bad?
A lot of angles. No, I mean, obviously, it's like Boohoo, Tiny Violin, because obviously I look like I had, it's the greatest experience of that young boy's life. Which you will remember forever. Whatever Kenny went through, it's like, you got to do that. So, Kenny really came out on top, I think, actually.
The director's been very quiet, Ross. Was he like this on the set?
Kind of.
I was just thinking about the kissing scene, because I remember when in the script that we went to go shoot, it was originally just Kenny and Casey. It was just Will and Emma, and I think it was Jen who thought it would be funny if Rose joined in. It made all the difference in the sequence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And made it extremely uncomfortable.
But the thing about it is that when they're not doing anything wrong, none of them are related. I mean, it's totally fine. I guess people are a little nervous.
Okay. Nothing wrong with it. You're only a grown-up woman.
Oh, she's helping.
Yeah.
It's an act of generosity.
Yeah. It's kindness.
It's kind of gallant.
I'm curious, for the entire cast, what was the hardest scene to film without laughing, and who broke the most on set?
Oh my gosh! It was definitely Will. Will and I definitely broke the most.
Yeah.
And you're all right though.
Out
there.
I broke a lot.
We had a hard time in the RV with Catherine.
Yeah, with Catherine.
She would start her scenes with these extraordinary stories that led up to what the actual dialogue was supposed to is. And on the page, and they were just different every time.
Yeah.
And
you see some. There's at least one. The stormtrooper dick in the
which was yours, by the way. I have to give you credit. That was the best thing ever.
The
stormtrooper dick.
that, so like that, there were lots of variations of that. That was probably the seventh one. That's when I started chiming in.
Stories.
Yeah. Just story, and all leading to the story of how, you know, about how they met, how her and Nick's character met, which then led into us, you know, telling our story. But yeah, that was a lot of laughing. And then, yeah. But yeah, Will by far.
Yeah.
Long way.
You could cut together a whole movie of him laughing.
The gag reel's longer than the actual film.
Ross, and I want to ask you to speak on directing this comedic crew. I thought you did an amazing job in talking about how it was. And also, there was one part where Will had to draw a picture.
Yeah.
They were playing charades. Can you discuss that a little?
I guess getting to work with all these very talented actors and actresses was really, it was easy for me. I mean, I think the great part about it was we got to put together what seems to me a murderer's row of comedians and kind of watch them go at it. And Nick and Catherine and Jenna, Jason, Emma, Will, all the way down to, we have Tom Lennon in the picture and Ken Marino in the picture. So it was really, it was a lot of fun for me to get to work with people I've admired for a long time and watch them just sort of hit home run after home run. It makes my job very easy. On the black cock down,
yes.
As it were, the big black skateboard. I think that was like week one, end of the week. I think we were outside. There's a bunch of mosquitoes, and it was a joke. I loved. It was in the script, and Jen was game to kind of do it. It's not the easiest thing to do, but I think she nailed it. The only thing I'll say is the picture you see of the big black skateboard, I drew.
So. There you go. Wow. See?
So I claimed to fame. So that was me. I was like, it should look like this. And I sort of sketched it out. And
Hitchcock, that's your thing. Hitchcock would always appear in his movies. You always put a drawing of a big black penis.
Big black penis.
Yeah, inside your movie. Every movie.
All of them from here. So that was it. It was a lot of fun. And that.
So for the whole cast, in getting ready for the movie, for the whole cast, did you spend a lot of time with strippers or drug dealers or runaways or virgins or in the Midwest? How did you get ready for your role?
Well, they should drag me out of that strip club every night.
I try to spend 20 minutes with a drug dealer about every 2 months. Just get in there, just sort of see what they're about, see what's going on, go through the process, you know, just to feel that out. And yeah, I'd say yeah. Sometimes every 3 months, it depends.
A lot of virgin conventions, just
yeah.
Be around other virgins and feel their pain.
Will had his hymen reconnected, had rejuvenated for the role. Had his hymen put back together, just pieced together, piece by piece. Fused, I think, is the fused. Is the term. Yeah.
That's how they do it.
How was that?
Interesting procedure. Painful.
I didn't know what I was doing. You know, that's the thing. You know,
roadside.
I'm just down there. I'm just, you know.
Dr. Phil.
Side of the road.
What's on your iPod? Is that really yours? Your phone?
Yeah, that was my phone the whole time, so I was actually listening to my music, tuning everyone else out. No.
But,
I did. Well, it's actually true. I'm not kidding. I did tune you guys out just a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't blame you.
I remember when I asked you.
I got to play a lot of iPad games. I mean, iPod games on my phone while I was sitting. So yeah, that was fun. But no, I didn't hang out with any runaways. Didn't run away or do anything. No. But I got to wear like fake facial piercings, which I guess helped me get into that character, that mode. That was fun.
Rawson, I'd like to know, you were mentioning that the cast was hitting home run after home run, which I believe. I was wondering, what was editing like?
That's a great question. Getting to edit any movie, but especially comedy, is really where it comes together. So you... you do your best early, and then you put it up in front of audiences, and you sort of take your lumps as you figure out what's working and what isn't. And a lot of times you're taking out jokes that don't work, and you're keeping the jokes that do work. I know that sounds simple, but once you take out the stuff that isn't working, the stuff that is gets closer together, and then sort of a rising tide kind of lifts all boats. But we had a ton of funny stuff in the film, and you know, I think that's a credit not only to the cast but to the script that the original script that Stephen Bob wrote, but also Sean Anders and John Morris wrote really, really funny stuff. Some of the funny stuff in the film is theirs. So editing was it's never easy, but in this case it was easier than normal for sure.
Was there any painful?
Next question. Jennifer.
What was their most painful scene that you had to cut?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's a good question.
Not bad.
Really good one. They're never painful when you cut them because you cut them for a reason. So yeah, I was actually
sometimes
really,
you don't. Sometimes they're like, ooh, I just how can I make it work? I love this scene so much, but it's slowing the momentum of this. Of this part of the movie down and
yeah, I think there's one beat where for the question there's one beat where Jen and Jason they stop for gas, the Miller stop for gas, and then Jen gets Rose gets sort of accosted by a creepy trucker.
That's right.
And then Jason saves her and everybody takes off. And it was a scene worked. It was really fun. It was kind of funny, but we literally were stopping for gas in the movie, and we couldn't do it just from a rhythm perspective. So that one hit the cutting room floor. You know, a little bit disappointing, but I think ultimately the film's better.
I didn't even miss it.
See, you guys didn't remember.
Didn't even miss it. Did you? No,
these are secrets. It may very well be.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Secrets.
Yeah.
All the fun stuff's on the DVD. Extras. Blu-ray. Your commentary.
First of all, great, great film. Hilarious. I laughed so much.
Thank you.
I mean, never had the idea of drug smuggling seen so much fun.
Not since Midnight Express, at least. Down.
This is for the entire cast. What was your favorite scene to shoot?
Oh.
So
good. Striptease,
right, Jen?
Oh, yeah. That was the best. I think the scene, well, I mean, there were so many fun scenes, but Nick and Catherine in that tent for me was...
Oh, that was fun.
That was really fun.
That was
And so was Pictionary was fun.
Pictionary is fun.
Yes.
Anything with everybody is always really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the when you guys were interviewing Scotty P before he takes.
Oh yeah.
That was fun for me.
Yes,
I'm not laughing over that.
Yeah, that. Yeah, and introducing Mark L. Young.
Mark L. Young.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's great. I would say the tent scene. I enjoyed our you know father and son scene. Mm-hmm. That's the scene right after the Pictionary.
That's actually my favorite scene in the whole movie.
You would say, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. The scene with you and Will after the kiss gone wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, everybody else.
You're in it.
Right.
What's your third favorite scene?
Jen, you are in that scene.
Also, Will and Jason.
I'm not in that scene. I'm in the.
You are in that scene. You look at you at the very end of the scene after Will and I get a bunch of laughs. We cut to you having watched me, and you look at me, and you think. And this is me just putting a thought in your head. I don't know what you're really thinking, but I think you're like, hey, all right.
The armor got a little bit.
You let a little David in at that point.
Actually pivotal. You're right.
A lot of times that reaction would end up on the editing room floor, but damn it, you pulled it off and it's in there. If anything, I wish it was longer.
This question is
for Sorry, I was very bad.
Jennifer.
Run.
Huh? Yeah.
This question is for Jennifer. What was the process? How did you get into the head and body of the stripper? And also, she's a pretty angry stripper. Did you discover something that you can get through about stripper rage?
She's an angry stripper. I think she's a sad stripper who's sort of has built up this sort of tough exterior from being disappointed many times throughout her life and making just some bad choices, bad men choices, decisions. And I think I thought of her maybe as a classically trained dancer at one point who then didn't quite make it, obviously. But the rage, I don't know. I don't think it was... I think it's... Rage is sadness turned outward. What is it?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how did I get into it? I just was really, I pretended, acted. No. Yeah. I kind of thought, saw it as just very just hardened, not so much rageful.
And what about this movement?
What about the fact?
How did you get into the body, the head and body of the screen?
Well, I worked with this amazing choreographer and started learning some pretty crazy moves. And it kind of just became easy. It was really fun, actually. It was really fun. So I have a stripper pole in my house now. Like you do.
And the video will be next, right?
Me and Paris Hilton. Yeah. And Kate Hudson, yes.
Yep.
Sorry.
This question is for Jennifer and Jason. Normally when you're doing a film, you only have to prepare for one role, but you guys kind of have to play two, and they're very opposite roles. How did you balance that out? And then for everyone, you guys are all really funny people, so can you share your best behind-the-scenes story after that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh, yeah, I would say... For me, like, literally the big distinction for me between David Miller and... Is it David Clark?
I think it used to be Clark and...
No, it's Burke. Yeah, David. Okay, so we called him Denver David. Between Denver David and David Miller was how many buttons I had buttoned on my shirt.
Oh, that's so,
so actually, and that was literally how I made the distinction. When I was playing button-up, that means there was somebody of authority around, you know, or just someone we had to pretend to be the part, whether it be a flight attendant right at the bat or, you know, eventually... You know, Nick and Catherine's characters, all the way, you know, even going through the airport, you know, anybody with a uniform. And then that would be two buttons, then one button would be when I was like chilled out and relaxed and more angry. So that was the distinction. If you can see chest hair, I'm angry. And if you can't, then I'm annoyed. And those are my two moves.
Good moves.
It was just those horrible capri pants and that awful eyelet blue shirt and the popped collar. That was it.
It does put you in a headspace.
It does, and those little Kedge sneakers.
Yeah.
And they're just, it was pretty easy to go into Rose Miller just with the wardrobe. They always say it starts with your shoes.
It's true. And who says that?
Actors.
Probably Nike. Nike.
Nike. Yeah.
Cole Haan. You know.
Reebok.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Reebok.
We've got time for one more question. Oh. This is going to be a really good one.
Okay. Pressure's on. All right. There have been a few references to the tent scene, the boob grabbing scene.
Yeah.
Jen, since you were the one whose boob was grabbed,
yes.
How did you get comfortable for a scene like that? And did it make a difference in that you and Catherine have actually worked together before, and so you know each other and have a history?
All of it was completely 100% comfortable. Mm-hmm. Kosher. Mm-hmm. Totally. Easy. I wished it went on longer.
Exactly. And did it make a difference that it was happening with an actress that you know and have worked with before, as opposed to if it was someone you were working with for the first time?
I'm pretty easy, but no. That, of course, made it more comfortable.
I actually think the gentlemen were a little bit more... I mean, it was hilarious. Like
No, I put that on. I was fine.
Acting.
Yeah.
Acting.
I was both, yeah.
Rawson, would you like to say something just to wrap this up for us as the director?
Oh,
Or as Rawson.
I don't know. That's the good way to start. The movie opens August 7th. I'm really proud of it. I think we made a movie that's really funny, but also has enough heart to it so you care. And I'm very proud of it, and I feel really lucky to work with all of these fine actors.
Yay!
Woo!
Awesome! Everyone stay seated. You guys are excused. And we'll see you excused. So thank you. Funny.
Thanks. See you guys shortly. Bye.
Did you work with Peter Bogdanovich before when you were younger? Somebody said that to me.
No.
Oh, okay. So you're just doing this because you love the script right now.
Well, it's Peter Bogdanovich, to be honest. That's sort of, it's kind of legendary, and I couldn't pass that the opportunity.
Cool. Yeah.
When you gave up the celery, what were you eating? Anything that you missed or any guilty pleasure?
The thing I missed was my chips.